Good morning. We are talking with Greg from Wolf Machine as we celebrate with Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce, Robert Moses. October is Manufacturing Month, so we have Greg from Wolf Machine. We have Bob Moses from the Prairie du Chien Chamber of Commerce. So Greg, I'll kind of just let you dive right in and talk about a brief history of Wolf Machine.
Well, Wolf Machine started back in the 40s, we believe. Of course, we weren't around then. So it was owned by Arnold Wolf, and they ran it up until he passed away in 58. And then Rod Bonney and Stan Howell, Mel Rutter, and Leo Sprossy bought it in 1962. And then they ran it basically up till 99. And then Ed Steger, Dave Glave, and myself bought it in 2000. And we've been owning the Wolf Machine ever since.
And talk a little bit just about what you guys do at Wolf Machine. What manufacturing processes do you use?
Well, basically, we're welding, machining, fabrication, So fabrication means, we can do some designing for people that need help with their ideas and stuff like that.
And I know, workforce is a very hot topic. How do you approach workforce training and development?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of turnover and help. It's people that our employees have been there a long time, which we like that. That means that hopefully they like their job. But mostly when it comes to searching for people to come to workforce, we usually go through our tech schools in the area, La Crosse and Fenimore. And also we hire from people that we think have abilities to do what we want to see done. And then they basically pick up the trade at the workplace at Wolf Machine.
Are there any current challenges that your company faces?
I think one challenge that we always have trouble with, which we do advertise with you guys often, but getting our name out there to people to know that they have other options, that if they're having trouble with something breaking down or need help with a project, something that they could always come to Wolf Machine and we can usually help them out and hopefully shorten up their time that they're down at, like, farmers, and it doesn't matter who it is, really.
Now, are there any industry trends and technology that you guys are trying to stay ahead of?
Well, we deal mostly with companies in the area and farmers and stuff like that, so our technologies come from what their demand is or what they're trying to accomplish. So that's basically how we pick up on stuff, and then we'll do our own research to help them out and get them going.
And who are your customers?
Well, besides the farming community around the area, 3M's one of our biggest customers. Truvant, Universal Forest Products, Prairie Sand and Gravel, just about everybody in the area that has any kind of a business that needs any kind of help. Restaurant business, we do some work for them too. All kinds of different variations of businesses we work for.
All right. Well, thanks to Greg. We were talking also with Bob Moses from the Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce as we celebrate October as Manufacturing Month. Anything you want to add, Bob?
I was just going to ask Greg how many employees that they currently employ.
17, I believe.
Okay.
Very quick answer on that one. Well, thank you, Greg, for coming in this morning. Thanks, Bob. Again, highlighting all the manufacturing businesses here in Prairie du Chien as we celebrate Manufacturing Month in October.
Thank you.